Joining us now by phone, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning. And as I said, welcome to the wonderful month of March. The meteorologists have their own calendar, and according to the meteorologist, this is the beginning of spring. They go December, January, and February as being winter, so this is the beginning of spring. So welcome to spring.
And I like
then
it.
Once upon a time, March 1 was New Year's Day, so happy New Year's.
Thank you.
So, okay, put all those together. I'm going to take a little time here to look back at February. February of 2013, I mentioned last time how it looked like we were going to end up being cooler than normal. Well, it just barely happened. about a half a degree, yes, it was cooler than normal. Also, we were above normal, both in precipitation and in snowfall. Those were quite a ways above normal. The temperature this past week, you know, did get warm several times. We had some clear days, and clear days with temperatures above 30 means that there's going to be all sorts of things happening. The most obvious probably is the melting that takes place on any south-facing hillside, south-facing in front of buildings and so forth is always where we start to see the ground for the first time. And I have that out here in front of my place. It's also where you see the snow starting to melt around the circle, snows melting around the trees. And usually that means that it's time for the sap to rise. And someone I talked with this week said that they had gone out to tap a few trees. I always find early March is a little bit too early to start tapping trees, but within 2 weeks, probably some tapping is gone. The days continue to get longer. We now have sunset at about 6 o'clock on the February 27, right at the end of the month. We passed the threshold of 11 hours of daylight, moving rapidly towards the vernal equinox, which this year happens on the 20th. And also 1 week from tomorrow, we change into daylight savings time. So that's going to make our evenings lighter, longer, and the mornings will be going back to being darker again. We had more snowfall than normal in February, considerably more, 19 inches compared to 12. But it was obvious that it was more. Well, another statistic is that it was the snowiest month of the winter, which almost never happens. We'll see. March could certainly turn those things around. But despite that amount of snow, we are still considerably below normal for the entire seasonal amount of snowfall. We only have about 53 inches, when normally at this time we have close to 67. That can change with March. Now, March is a very strange month. You might remember March of 2012. What a weird month that was. However, the way it started off, it looked like it was going to be a normal month. We had the first day of March last year, we even got below zero. Then a few days later, we had a considerable amount of snow. So it looked like, oh yeah, we're still going to get some interesting March. But then things changed. And starting with the 10th and going from there on, the 10th we got over 50, and within a few days we were getting over 60 and even over 70. By the time it had all settled, there were 4 days over 70 degrees, seven times over 60 or above, and six different times that records were set. The statistic that I found was amazing is that 18 days, that's more than half, 18 days of the month were higher than 46 degrees. Mm. Now, the reason I looked at 46 degrees is because that was the highest temperature for the previous March. And so the March of 2011 had a high of 46, and March of 2012 had a high of 75. That was even warmer than it ever got in any days in April. So it was a very, very strange month. Early March can bring on all kinds of things. I have seen temperatures of 30 below. I've seen 70 above, snowfall, blizzard snowfall, ice storms, the whole bit. Well, we're starting off really a benign first week, it looks like. According to the forecast, there's very little happening in our region as we go into this first week of March. But like I said, things can really get weird in this month, so keep your eyes open. It will be interesting. In the world of birds, a big change that has happened, I noticed that when we had these mild days earlier in the week, is that the number of redpolls considerably decreased. We were getting as many as 150 to 200 of them. on a fairly regular basis. And then a couple of days this week, I don't think we had more than 10. And then yesterday, I counted 30 again, and that's about what we had this morning, but nothing like what we had earlier. So apparently, they're getting restless and starting to do some moving. I don't think they're going back north yet, but probably just doing some moving to other places around the area. Snow bunting flocks are coming through. I saw another snow bunting flock this week, and that would be a kind of sign of some migrants. Other things that often show up when you get into early March, I almost always see the first hawks in migrations. We're getting bald eagles that are coming through that are probably migrants as well, and certainly more crows. If there is any open water, it's not too early to start to see the things like Canada geese start making a move. And before the month is over, we're going to see many, many more migrants. Now, yesterday, out for a walk in the early morning, came across the smell of a skunk. And yes, that critter has woken up. They sleep during the coldest, and then the mild weather like we had this week, they'll wake up. Same with the raccoons, and I wouldn't be surprised within about 10 days of seeing the first chipmunks. So all those things are starting to happen. If that's not enough, we have a few other things to look forward to. Look at on the trees. I mentioned earlier how some people already start drilling for tapping of maples. I think it's just plain looking at the trees is interesting. The twigs, the branches start taking on different colors, and I've seen the reds of the red osier dogwood and maple and willow, as well as the yellows of some other willows. They really get very colorful at this time, and I had a class at UMD this week, and I presented them with a bouquet of buds from pussy willow and from quaking aspen, which are also showing at this time of year. Mm. So, yeah, welcome to March and enjoy it. It's going to be interesting.
Love it. Thanks, Larry.
Bye-bye.
Larry Weber is a retired high school science teacher, twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He lives in Carleton County on a little farm with his wife and joins us every Saturday at 9:30 to give us the latest on the weekend outdoors. Larry Weber.